こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストは公式のバイリンガルニュースアプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。1個目、今週火曜日、 Google が AR ビューティートライオンキャンペーンを発表しました。これは YouTube でメイク動画を見ながら紹介されている商品を AR を使って自分の顔で試せるというもので、 Mac の商品ですでに適用が始まっています。
This week on Tuesday, Google launched their AR Beauty Try-On campaign. People watching makeup videos on YouTube will be able to try out featured products on their own or on their own face using AR technology.Technology is already available for Mac products.
そう、Twitter で AR のプログラム作って紹介してる青江さんって前に番組で話したと思うんだけど、彼があの、口紅の色をポンポンポンポンって自分の顔で試せる AR の動画を前に公開してて、まさにそんな感じのやつ。
Did you see a video of it being used?
うん、あのメイクのチュートリアル動画ってもう1兆個ぐらいあるじゃん YouTube に、うん、それを見ながらそこで紹介されてる商品を同時にこう自分の顔で試せるっていう。
So the person in the video or making the video would I guess type in the name of the product.
そう、 and then the... そう、もう完全にだから広告の新しいやり方、
うん、
っていう感じ。 AR 広告みたいな。
Do they have this for anything other than makeup?
今のところ多分メイクだけかな。まあこの名前もね、 Beauty Try-On だから、まあ、
うん、
で今は Mac の商品が最初のパートナーとして名前を挙げてたけど、まあ多分どんどんどんどん追加されていくと思う。あのメイクの動画を見てこう同時にできるっていうのは結構便利だし、そこにリンクが出るから、まあ、すぐ買えるようにもなってる。
Do you think this is accurate though? It's not going to be as good as actually putting stuff on your face, right?
ね、その色味がどうなのかっていうのは私もちょっと気になってて、メイクってやっぱ色の微妙な違い大事じゃん。
Yeah.
だから実際画面で見た感じとその商品が家に届いてつけてみた感じで、そのビフォーアフターみたいな写真がちょっと見てみたい。
Well, screens do not often reflect colors accurately.
そうなんだよね。そうそうそう。
So...
だからまあどうかなって感じなんだけど、ただやっぱりオンラインで買い物することが増えてるじゃん。私ほとんどもう何でもオンラインで買っちゃうから、あんまりお店をこうのんびり歩きながら買い物する、まあ今子供いるからっていうのもあるかもしれないけど、そういう機会がなくて、でメイクのものって確かにでもオンラインで買わないよね。
Do you wear a lot of makeup?
Not when I see you. あの毎週ね、木曜日収録の日が一番ボロボロの見た目なのね私。
メイクなしの日。
そうだからマイケルからするとマミ最近常にスピンだなって思うかもしれないけど、マイケルに会ってない時は結構常にメイクしてる。だけどやっぱ実際こうつけてみなくてもいいんだけど、実際の色をちょっと見たいよね。だからこの AR の技術がどんどん向上していって、もう生で見なくても自分の顔で試せるってなったら、それはすごい助かるなとは思うけど。
So it's basically the same thing as theIs it Instagram? Instagram filters. Is it which app is it that puts ears on your head and all that jazz? You know, like people put weird. They have the face
Snapchat
filters.
Snapchat とか.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's basically that. But a makeup version, right?
で実際の商品の色っていう。でも絶対自分でつけてみない色とかをやってみたい。で、あ、意外とこれいいじゃんとか、チークの色とかさ、やっぱデパートとかでこうやってくれるじゃん、販売員の人が。ああいうとこ行ってもさ、そんな何種類も試すわけじゃないしとか。
I kind of prefer a no makeup or almost no makeup look, though, for... I always think that, not always, but I often think that girls are wearing too much makeup. You don't sense that?
No. I mean, you don't wear makeup, so...
Usually, no. But are women generally wearing makeup to go to work? Is that expected?
日本だとそうだよね、結構ね。あの、ヨーロッパとかで仕事してたら結構すっぴんで会社来る人もいて、たまにね。で、別になんていうの?なんてこともないけど、東京でいきなりすっぴんで会社行ったら、どうしたのって言われそう。なんかあったのみたいな。
Are you sick?
結構みんなちゃんとした見た目だもんね。メイクに限らずさ、こう、結構おしゃれじゃん、みんな。
Makeup is so weird. It's so like, it's so old too, right? Like people had very specific makeup for certain occasions.
Yeah.
You know, like going to war or something.
でもね、本当にそうなんだよ。あの、精神的に私もこう、なんか例えば会社でプレゼン、すごい大事なプレゼンがある人かにスピンで行っちゃったら、ちょっとなんか、弱くなった感じっていうか、そういう時はもうがっちりメイクして、本当に戦闘状態、もう完全に準備万端みたいな。
One thing I hear a lot is girls will say that their hair is a mess. And I really can't tell. Like usually it just looks fine.
そっか。まあそうだよね。まあ頭の中で思い描いてるゴールがあるんだよ、みんな。でもメイクもさ、やっぱめんどくさいなって思う時とすごい楽しい時があって、それは自分の疲れ具合とかにもよるんだけどさ。
It's just weird to spend, to sit down and look at a mirror, like almost every day, for quite a long period of time. And it's like really this 細かい analysis of where each of your eyebrow hairs are. And how, if you have an eyelash that's going in some odd direction, or your skin, you know, like, do you have something going on with your skin that you need to cover up?
あとやっぱりブラシがすごいいろんな種類あるじゃん。アイシャドウやるだけでも。だからもうアートみたいな。なんか、これはこのブラシ、この次はこのブラシみたいな感じで。こう。
These little brushes, like these little like $80 brushes, like is it really doing $80?
Yes,
worth of.
Yes, I'd say yes. 本当にそうだよ。
People don't spend that much on toothbrushes. Their teeth fall out.
でも安いのだとこういうなんていうのこういう
they're all the same.
なんかふわふわのスポンジみたいのついてくるじゃん。もうあれじゃ絶対だ無理だもん。だからもうふわふわっていうなんか最初はこうふわふわのやつ使って。その後はなんかこれやってこれでブレンドしてとか顔の上でね。
It's pretty expensive, right? Makeup.
まあいっぱい買う人はね、友達とかでもうパレットを鬼のように買う人がいて、そうするとやっぱ結構お金使ってるよ。
If I walk through some department store that has the whole makeup thing going on, and it's such a weird place to walk through.
あ、そう?
Yeah.
なんで?
Well, there's nothing to sell me, right?
あ、まあね。
So that subtle interaction of me passing through there is like different from like any other store, right? And there's just so many... It's just so clearly not marketed to me.
And
there's just so many really close-up, huge portraits of... insanely photoshopped, who knows, like insane lighting, insane photography skills, just showing these women with their hair like being blown in some virtual wind to just right, and they're just it's just everywhere, right? And everything is so, you know, got the fancy like glass uniquely shaped bottles of stuff, and it's And then you see the colors, right? And they have these color palettes. And it's... I don't know.
It's so much fun.
It's like I walked into some chick's UFO or something.
What?
It's like so bright and there's all these things laid out, these weird devices where most guys can't tell the difference between what this thing with the silver cap on it and what that thing with the silver cap.
Right. Yeah, there's so many.
There's so many things.
Yeah.
Is there that much to do? There's so many.
So many tools. しかもなんか人によってやっぱやることが違うじゃん、メイクって言ってもさ。だから5分で終わる人もいればもう 1,2 時間かかるみたいな人もいるし。なんか使ってるものの種類もさ、めちゃくちゃ使う人もいればもうこの何種類かでいいや
つ。It's like the table in a UFO. They roll out before they probe you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, at the dentist or something.
And I do different stuff depending on my mood, too, so.
Did you see Minecraft Earth?
No.
It's Minecraft, but it's augmented reality.
Huh.
Onto the real world.
Huh, okay. How does that work?
So, I think it's like Pokemon Go.
Okay.
But instead of Pokemon, it's Minecraft. So you walk around and you can build your house, I guess, in a real place.
Huh.
And people can go see it.
Oh, so いうこと?
It's like Minecraft, but mixed with the real world. Hmm. So all the structures, the map in Minecraft is anchored to physical geography, right?
I see. え、何それ流行ってんの?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I have no idea. But I'm assuming it will, right? Because if Pokemon was such a...
Is it out?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Huh. Mm. 次。プリンストン大学の研究チームが1万個以上のオンラインショッピングサイトを調査し、そのうち1267個のサイトが商品の購入を促すために消費者を騙すような手法、名付けてダークパターン技術を使っていることが分かりました。研究では15種類のダークパターン技術を発見しており、人気の高いサイトほどこうした手法を使っていました。例えばずっとセールを行っているにもかかわらず、セールの終了時間を示すカウントダウンを表示して消費者を焦らせるものや、実在しない顧客のレビューや購買行動を表示したり、利用規約と DM 受信の同意が同じチェックボックスになっているものもありました。
A research team at Princeton University analyzed over 10,000 e-commerce websitesand found that 1,267 of the sites employed deceptive, dark pattern marketing methods in order to increase sales. The study identified 15 types of dark pattern methods and found that they were more common on more popular websites. Examples include sales which never end, sale countdown timers which pressure potential consumers, fake reviews from fake customers,showing buying behaviors and combining a user agreement and email subscription into a single checkbox.
そう、最後のやつ結構悪質だよね。あの、買いたいんだったら DM を受信せざるを得ないみたいな。あの、一番ちょっとびっくりしたのは、こっそりとカートに選んでない商品が入ってるっていうのがあるらしくて、それはなんかいいのっていう。
I don't know if I've seen that.
私も見たことない。さすがにちょっとあまりにもね、堂々と悪質だから。あとは、あの、なんか最後の最後でチェックアウトする直前に急に手数料が追加されてるみたいな。なんか 3ドルとか。
Sometimes they don't show you the shipping cost.
Ever. あ、そう。
Yeah, I've gone all the way through the checkout process and I never got to see how much the shipping was.And then, of course, it was absurdly expensive.
That's weird.
But sometimes the cart flow is not really, or the checkout flow is not really what you're expecting.
So, そういうこっそり系と、あとはその、さっきのカウントダウンのタイマーとかみたいな、こう、今すぐみたいな。
I feel like that style is kind of popular in Japan.
そう、焦らす系と。
In real life too, not just on websites, you know, there'll be some ギャル with a cone, like yelling at everyone.
109とかってこと yeah, yeah. どこで買い物してんの
anywhere. anywhere.
そうね。あとは、confirm shaming っていうのがあって、まあそういう言葉は私初めて聞いたけど、なんか、15% オフになりたいですかって言って Yes と No をクリックする。まあ Yes に進むと何か登録させられるんだけど、で No の方が No thanks I like full price とか No thanks、oh, yeah. I don't like delicious food とか
No thanks I don't care about the truth
とか、そういうなんかこうまあ皮肉というかね、嫌味。
One of you know, so one of them was the sale that never ends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just me, or has the New York Times been doing this $1 a week sale for at least a year and been saying that it's going to end soon?
Huh.
They've been doing it forever、
mm.
and for so long, and I checked on my way here, and they're still doing it,、
mm.
this sale. それもね、it's not a sale, that's just the price.
それもダークパールの一つとして、実は、まあ、New York Times とは言ってないけど、一個挙げられてて、要はセールがもうすぐ終わりますよ、もうすぐ終わりますよって言ってんだけど、いつ終わるのかが明記されてないっていう。だから永久にそれができちゃうとか。まああとは、まあでもいろいろあるんだよね。
The pricing, the pricing number. You know, it's 1,999 yen.
ほぼ2000円みたいな。
Usually it's 98 or 97, right? Because they don't want to be too obvious. Isn't it yeah, weird yeah. how everything's like 97?
I guess. でも 99.99 ドルみたいな時もない？もう100じゃんみたいな。
Maybe. I don't know. I think usually it's like 97 or 98.
洋服どオンラインで買う？
No.
買わない？
No, I like to try it on first, generally.、Mm. I mean, there's a lot of clothes that I can't try on first, so I will buy those online. But for like, so I like to support other creators, so people I follow on YouTube or other podcasts and stuff. And so I buy their stuff online.、
Mm.
But for like my generic clothing, I don't buy it online.、
Mm.
Like a white t-shirt or something.、
Hmm.
Why would I do that? I can go try one.
Right. So cool. Yeah, I don't really... 私そんなにこういろんなサイトを巡らないというかさ、いつも買うとこ決まってるから。
Amazon?
まあ Amazon、まあ、服は Amazon で買うね。物は Amazon で買うし、服もこう決まってんだよね。まあここかここかここみたいな。だからあんまりこういう様々な手法に出会うことがないけど。
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get groceries online?
No.
Me neither.
あれでしょ、Amazon Pantry とか Amazon Fresh とかみたいなやつでしょ。あれやったことない。
Yeah, I'm not getting those. But I feel like something, like if you're buying meat or if you're buying vegetables or fruits
yeah.
or whatever, you wanna...Like, I want to pick a very specific avocado.
Yeah.
Right?
見たいよね。
Yeah, and、mm. I want to feel it and check it out. I don't think people will buy food online for a long time.、
Mm.
At least those things. Everything else, like, of course they'll buy it online.
まあ結構オンラインで買ってる人多いと思うけどね。コープとか。
Mm-hmm. But I think that's mostly like eggs and milk and...
Oh, they have veggies、more. And meat too.
Yeah, I mean, most of those are probably mostly okay, but meat? Don't you want to look at it?、
Mm.
Maybe that's just me.
Yeah, 見たいよね。いや、でも野菜の方が見たいかもしれない。なんかさ、表が良くても裏見たらちょっとなんかもう傷んでるとかあるじゃん。
Mm.
そういうのはスーパーで買いたいけど。
I guess so. I think. Do you find all this stuff annoying, or sort of the sales tactics and all the deception and, I don't know, all this persuasion. It's so ubiquitous. It's so persistent. It's really like shitskoi. As a part of life, you know, everything, you kind of develop this feeling that everyone's trying to rip you off.
Yeah.
Like, terebi shoppingu is a total insult to your dignity. If you are watching that, it is insulting you. It is absolutely calling you a moron. You're not going to buy a digital camera in 2019. It's absurd.
まあ、こういうネットとかテレビだったら別に見なきゃいいだけなんだけど、ブラウザ閉じちゃえばいいし、そのサイトにもう二度と行かなければいいじゃん。それより私の対面の方がストレスかも。なんかどっか旅行に行って、国によっては結構もうガンガン来るじゃん。買いませんか買いませんかみたいな、もう対面でマーケットとか行った時にさ、そっちの方がストレス。
What about
literally in my face? みたいな。
Like, are humans in your face more abrasive, or billboards and signs and screens and all this stuff? I find.
まあどっちもだけど、その人だとこのそれを完全に無視することもやっぱストレスじゃん。なんかこう失礼なことしてるみたいなさ。
People?
でかといってなんか優しくするわけにもいかないし、でそのものは別にいらないしとか、なんかそれ結構地味にストレス。
Like if you go to Bali or something,
yeah,
and someone's trying to get you to ride in their cab.
Yeah, or like 400
or like, people are trying to get you to ride in their cab.
Yeah. そうそう、とかこう、このスカーフどうですかみたいなとかを、ずっとやられてるとなんかもう、あーってなる。
I like samples though.
Samples? Like food samples?
Yeah, if I'm at some like omiyage store.
Costco とか?
Oh. And...
試食?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's about it, right?
そうだね。いや、わかんない。なんか、人間だとシャットアウトできないじゃん。だから。
Yeah, in some places it's really bad.
But yeah, because sometimes people get kind of aggressive.
I find the online stuff fairly annoying too. I think it's ridiculous that you can go to, you know, some of the most reputable so-called websites for news or entertainment or whatever, and you have to suffer through just the dumbest advertising all up on the sides and all at the bottom, and they're just these really clickbait titles, just the cliches, you know, you'll never believe 10 things that, you know, whatever, these listicles and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just been like that for so long.
Yeah.
And what that means is people are clicking on them, and like this study suggests, the websites that employ more of these tactics actually are more popular. Right? So it's like we can't just ignore them.
It works. Like if there's a countdown, then I'm sure a lot of people will be like, oh shit, like 今すぐ買わないとみたいな, you know?
It works on me at like Airbnb. It's like this many people are looking at the same ticket you're trying to buy. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like calling people, trying to like rushing for like,
yeah,
you know,
it works, right?
It's brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal. It's kind of an auction like feel to it. You know, in an auction, people are bidding and doing weird bids to try to mind fuck other people.
But I mean, if it's true, I don't think it's a bad thing. Like if it's true that you should kind of hurry, otherwise other people will take it, then it's not, I don't think it's evil, you know. Sometimes it's even helpful, right? So I
get, well, it says like other, this many people are looking at the same thing like right now. Sometime, or does it say that on Expedia, or it might be a different platform? But it'll say like this many people are looking at the same item like right now. And that's like a very different feeling than yeah. like, oh, I'm just looking at this item.
Right.
Right. Because right. normally you just have this sort of myopic, it's just me and this web page.
Mm.
When in reality, there's like all these other humans sitting at yeah. cubicles next to you looking at the same.
あとたまに思うのは洋服でガーって売ってるじゃんネットで、mm. でこれはトップセラーですみたいな、mm. とか出てくると本当かなって思う本当にこれが売れてんのかこれの在庫が余っててすごい売りたいのかなとか、mm. でそれを知る術がないじゃん
The other thing they're doing is if you buy a product and then you write a review for it, if you write a 5-star review, then they'll send you a free 鉛筆 case or something.
鉛筆 case? いらね。
No, I made that up, but if they
そんなの、そんなサイト出会ったことない。
Sometimes they'll like discount. They'll actually pay, give you money back.
へえ。
If you write a 5-star review, it has to be 5 stars.
私見たことない。あの私ね、
It's on Amazon. It's all over Amazon, actually.
ああ、OK。そっか。Is it OK? The microphone?
Yeah.
いや、そっか、まあ。洋服は結構私のエティカルみたいなのをめっちゃ推してるとこで買うから。
Clothes are, the whole industry is full of shit.It's really bad. It's no, really
some,
bad.
Some brands are trying really hard. And
what did they do?
なんかとにかくそなんかこれをこれこれをこうやってこれをこうやってこういうことをしていますっていうのを全部出しててそれでこう例えばエミッションをこれぐらいカットしましたとか water これぐらい使う普通だったらこれぐらい使うけど何ガロンセーブできましたとか
There's a very selective presentation of the information. There are costs and benefits for all the different materials in clothing, and you can have microplastics be released if you use, you know, polyester.
Right.
But that could be a lot more durable and you save a lot of water compared to using cotton. So I've seen a lot of claims by a lot of companies that claim to be eco-friendly. And when I look into it, it always just seems like,they're just bragging about the upside of a trade-off they made.
Hmm.
So like organic cotton, for example, could require more water consumption
because
you're not using pesticides, right? So if you use that, then you can say like, well, we didn't use pesticides. Well, that's great. That's great for the bees and that's great for our health. But then it makes the water situation worse.
Right.
So you could use rayon or you can use... one of these other synthetic fibers, but then those have their problems too. Those things produce cost a lot more energy.
I mean yeah, like, if you're trying to seek perfect like let's stay naked, you know,
yes,
let's all stay naked and it's totally eco-friendly, but that's stupid because it's not realistic.
But
I'm just saying that a lot of people make, you know, decisions without thinking about anything, like, oh, it's likeI see it on なんか CM とか and don't really care, but there are actually some brands that are, you know, trying hard. And
but I would just want to know what they're doing.
I tried to go to those websites and buy stuff. And my point was that those websites tend not to do this kind of marketing stuff, you know?
But how do they make their clothes eco-friendly? Do they say?
Yeah, like real brands that are trying hard are like pretty transparent. They'll tell you what exactly they're doing, and they don't try to mass produce like H&M and Gap and whatever.
But what are they?
And I see. Well, it depends on the brand, but like 例えばなんかすごいわかりやすいのはやっぱりその生地を使い回す。っていうの、その何百色もあってとにかくなんかチョイスがいっぱいあるよっていうことはそれぐらいさなんていうのウェイストも出るわけじゃん、
うん、
だからこう結構じゃあパンツなり スカートなりシャツなりドレスなりに 結構同じ生地を使ってるとか同じ柄使ってるとか、mm. あとそのマスプロデュースしてないから結構すぐ売り切れちゃうとか、まああとはまあ本当になんていうの細々やってインパクトをちっちゃくしようっていうところだと、もうなんか手とかで作ってるから本当に一瞬で売り切れちゃって、もうなんか5個しか作りませんとかさ、そういうとこもあるし、なんかそうやってこう、wow. 個人の顔とかが見えるのを、まあマイケルのそのポッドキャストとか、まあ好きなクリエイターをサポートするのにも近いかもしれないけど、なんかこう顔が見えてる人とかをサポートするつもりでそこで買うとかっていうのは、まあ一つありだと思う、私はね。
I've done a lot of research on the issue of the clothing industry and how it pollutes the environment, or either, you know, uses too much water, or uses pesticides, or releases microplastics.
Yeah.
Or uses too much, requires too much energy.
Right.
Right. Or the cost is too high. And no one has really developed a good solution. I think there needs to be developments in the processing of bamboo fibers. And I think that would probably be a good ecological breakthrough for... Mm.for the clothing industry, but there are downsides to pretty much all of them. For the stuff on our store, for example, the stuff that you would wash frequently, t-shirts, I decided that 100% cotton was the best option because you wash it a lot. The cotton fibers break off, but they're biodegradable. So you don't want to have a t-shirt that has synthetic fibers in it.
Right.
But if it's something that you don't wash a lot, like a hoodie or something, then you want to have some synthetic fibers in it because it vastly increases the durability.
Right.
And you're not going to wash it a lot, or if at all, I don't know. But the less you wash it, the less of a concern that is. But yeah, I haven't heard good specifics as to what...people are able to do. It seems like bamboo is the solution because it's quickly renewable, it doesn't require as much water, and it's naturally resistant to microbes. Right now it's just the processing cost of bamboo fiber is a bit too high.
I bought bamboo plates the other day. なんか子供用の食器とかって結構竹のやつ多いんだよね。ですごいおしゃれなやつとかも結構あって、あの軽いし今落としても割れないしとか、まあ、そういう理由があると思うんだけど。
There's so much bamboo in Japan.
Yeah.
And it grows back right away. There's way too much. Like bamboo is not like trees. If you cut down trees, it can have an effect on the soil.And on the surrounding trees and on future trees that you grow there. They're going to be thinner and you're going to have a higher risk of mudslides. But bamboo isn't like that. You can just cut one off and it'll just, these things grow so fast. So I think that's where it should be going. Did you want to say something about the Kim thing or...
Kim Kardashian's kimono. No, it's stupid because like, みんながそんな話をするから、もうフリープレスじゃん。
Yeah, of course, that's what she wanted, right?
Free press everywhere, and でみんなそれをググって、みんなそれをツイートして、
You didn't want me to say anything.
より売れるっていう。いやまあこれ初めて。と言ってもいいよね。多分実際に日本人が起こっている cultural appropriation 文化盗用。
Are people really upset about that?
Yeah.
Because it's named kimono?
No, because いやあのね、まあ人によると思うんだけど、そのまあ着物と全く関係ない商品で着物っていう名前を使ってるっていうことに怒っている人もいれば、メインは多分 trademark. She's trademarking the word.あのそれはやっぱり、まあ、怒ってる人は結構いるよね。だそれはなんか文化盗用っ ていうよりか単純にあの普通にDick move みたいな
People trademark words like that all the time, right? Isn't that pretty normal in business? And a lot of businesses are just called something, you know. I'm sure turtle is trademarked.
ただ例えばその、
Apple.
今彼女がやろうとしてるのは、まあ着物っていう結構勘違いしてる人が多いのはその今後じゃあアメリカで着物売れなくなっちゃうとかそれはないんだよね。さすがに一般名称だから。I think she tried to do it, but it will be denied, most likely, that she will own the word, basically. But, 例えば着物ボディとか着物ワールドとか別のフレーズを作ってて、それにその、まあ、今後バッグとか、なんかベルトとか何でもかんでも、それにトレードマークを。まあ、apply してる状態。
Did she say why she went with that word? Maybe she just appreciates Japan, or she? I mean, she must like Japan if she's naming it kimono, right?
まあだから結構見てて、まああれってなってるのはやっぱりその商標登録してしかも kimono.com とかあと。インスタグラムの着物っていうアカウントとか全部彼女が持ってんだよね今、
うん、
で着物、まあ、実際の着物と全く関係ないわけじゃん。
I need to buy some ローマ字 domains
そうでそうする、まあ、で結構なんかあと着物でインスタグラムでアカウント取ろうとしたら取れなかった昔ね取れなかったって言ってる人も見たから、うんまあ、どういうふうに彼女がそれを取得したのかお金払ってエヴァもらえるもんなのかとかよくわかんないんだけど、
うん、
まあそのそもそもやっぱりアメリカで着物っていう言葉があの普通の着物じゃないものを結構指してるじゃん今って、
うん、
こうふわっと羽織るなんかバスローブみたいなさとか夜寝るためのナイトローブみたいなとか全部をこう着物って呼んじゃってる。
It can just mean something that you wear.
うん、ただ日本人からするとやっぱりさ着物って言ったらあの伝統的なあれを指してるわけでそれがこう、うん、どんどんこう薄まっていろんなものを指してるっていう、まあ、海外ではねっていう状態の中でそれがさらにこう着物といえばキムカーダシアンみたいな感じになっちゃったら嫌だなって言ってる人は結構いるよね、
うん、I wonder if like ジンベイcom is available.
Hakama.com とか、
yeah.
だからあれがこうなんだろうね したぎみたいなさ違う言葉だったらよかったのかなとかまあキム・カーダシアンに関してはこう今までいろいろこうカルチャーアプロプリエーションやらかしてきててのこれだからこう、
mm. Are you offended by this?
私個人的には微妙なところかな。あのその着物っていうブランド名を選ぶこと自体は別に
That seems normal to me.
いいんだけど
I think this is good for Japan. I think it's good for the sales of actual kimonos. I think it draws attention versus no one hearing about this. There are a lot of people that follow Kim.
ただキム・カーダシアンの影響力ってで半端じゃないからその今後例えばインスタとかで着物って検索したときに、
うん、
そのキム・カーダシアンのシェイプウェアがバーって出てきたりする可能性はあるじゃん。だからそれを結構危惧してる人は多そうだった。しかも
Get better SEO。
しかもちょっと一個残念なのがあのシェイプウェアっていう謎の商品というかさなんかここ数年でめちゃくちゃこうなんかシェイプウェアを着ることを当たり前にしようとしてるマーケティングなんていうの闇みたいなあるじゃんアメリカでね、こうなんかシェイプウェアを着ることをノーマライズ しようとしてるみたいな、なんかそれは私はあんまり、
people seem to like wearing it.
だから着たい人はもちろん自由だから着ればいいんだけどなんかそのビーチReady のボディとかと同じような感じでこう
You don't have to get beach ready. You can just wear shapewear.
なんかこうなんて言うんだろう例えば まあ、ズボン履いた時なりドレス着た時にこうお腹がさ下っ腹が女の人はどうしても別におデブじゃなくてもちょっとポコッとしたりするじゃん、うん、それをこうシェイプウェアを着てこうつるっとするみたいのがもう当たり前これが普通みたいにしてこようとするそれがなんかちょっとそっちの方が私は引っかかるっていうかね
You don't wear any of those
No だって it can't be comfortable I mean again if you want to wear it
If a girl wants
just whatever,
to
but,
wear it
Yeah that's fine but like Again そのビーチボディもそうだけど If you want to work out that's fine you know But、mm. And if you want to lose some weightFor the summer, that's fine too. You know, it's your body. Do whatever you want. But like, なんかその背景にやっぱりそうやってこうマーケティングに刷り込まれてる部分があるんだとしたら、
うん、
全員じゃなくてもね、なんかそれはちょっとあんまりだなみたいな。
うん、
でそれとやっぱり、まあ、着物全く関係ないしね、さそもそもね。
You feel like、
すごい怒って危機感を持ってめちゃくちゃ怒ってる人と、まあ、そうでもない人がいるっていう印象だけど
How popular is it? It seemed like it's
Oh, she's gonna make so much money, yes、
hmm.
Yeah 何でも売れるじゃん彼女たちがやったらねだからこう、hmm. やっぱり
She wins
全然こう有名な人じゃなかったらここまで話題になってないでもね、別に自分のブランド着物にします。ああ、そうですか。好きにすれば、みたいな。ただこう、あそこまで影響力のある人が、着物っていう言葉を取っちゃう。取って、もう着物 .com から、アット着物から全部を持ってっちゃうと、確かにこう、着物っていう言葉のイメージが、アメリカの例えば若い子とかにとっては、もうキムのシェイプウェア、みたいになっちゃうのは、まあ、それはそうだと思うから。うん
Well, people, that's, you know, that's not up to her and her Twitter and that company or whatever. You know, it's not like, is she really going to hijack the,
she could.
the word, erase kimonos from history?
She could.
No, I don't think so.
でも本当にそれぐらい影響力があるから、それぐらい売れるし、
But、
だからやっぱりみんなちょっと。
People talk about, she,It's just, I don't know. Controversy wins, right?
そうでやっぱりみんなが怒れば怒るほど話題になって。
Yeah, so I don't think people should, you know,
because
everyone can write all the articles and talk about it and get angry about it, but that just
そう彼女自身
she could have silently released this, right? That could have happened too, like compared to this.
Well, I don't know about that because like whatever she does, it's gonna
levels of 8D. Like how much chess is going on with, you know, I just like publicity stunts and then like controversies and then sort of
yeah.
Or are people just super sensitive or where everyone's just a sucker
yeah.
for whatever the next edgy marketing stunt is? Like yeah. everyone's super ready to just.Be entirely triggered and
yeah. まあ日本でこの文化東洋っていうのがこういうふうに怒りを持って話されるっていうのは私の記憶の中ではなかなか珍しい。そのアメリカに住んでる日本人はまた別の話なんだよね。そのあの、mm. キャンプとかがあったじゃん戦争の時に。
Mm.
でそこでやっぱりあの実際にキャンプに収容所に連れて行かれる時にあのちょっとしか物を持っていけない、
mm-hmm.
からそこで着物を捨てなくちゃいけなかったりとか着物を取られちゃったりとかそういうのがあったみたいなのね、mm-hmm. だからそういうそうアメリカに住んでる日本人の人で自分の家族とかがそういう目にあったとか自分自身がそういう目にあったとかっていう人はやっぱりその着物っていう言葉がこうやってハイジャックされて取られちゃうっていうことに対してすごく怒る気持ちもわかる気がするただ私はずっと日本に住んでいて個人的にそういう経験をしたわけじゃないからなんかそこまで個人的に怒ることかなって思う反面でもまあ確かに残念ではあるよねとはなんかちょっと難しいよ、ね、ただこう怒ってなんかああなんか白人がまたなんかその弱い被害者のアジア人にこんなことしてみたいなのを言い続けるのもこうなんか すごい被害者意識を自分で醸成するみたいな、なんかそれもあんまり楽しくはないしなとか、難しい話なんだけど。
Well, the end result is that she just sells more shapewear, so people can get upset if they want to.
そうなんだよね。
But she's just gonna make more money, so.
そうなんだ。だからこれが起きたこと自体が残念っていう結論。
It's not, but it's not like it didn't just.
だこれでちょっと着物、
like、they know what they're doing. So,
これでその日本もよくあるじゃん。こう中国からじゃあラーメン持ってきて日本のラーメンにするとか、じゃあ韓国の焼肉をもう日本流の焼肉にするとか、カレーとか日本のカレーみたいな。だそのappreciate して違うものに。なんか変えていくっていう、こうリスペクトを持って違うものに変えていくっていうのはありだと思っていて、だから今回もそのキムが着物みたいな服を売るとかね、着物からインスパイアされた服を売るみたいな、いやだったら多分怒られなかったと思うんだよね。
それは多分怒られなかったと思うよ。なんかデザインや etc.
でもなんかすごい日本が好きでとか言ってればそんなにみんな怒んなかったと思うけど、あまりにもこうなんか関係ないから、関係ないのを着物って呼んでるからみんなが多分もやって、でしかも商標登録しようとしてるから、まあ、みんながもやった。それはテイラー・スウィフトが This sick beat っていうセンテンスを商標登録しようとしてすげえ怒られたのと似てるっていうか。
This sick beat?
This sick beat っていうまあ、リリックがあって、それを商標登録しようとして、しようとしたのかしたのか忘れたけど、まあ、みんなに怒られたんだよね。だからそれは文化盗用とかの問題じゃなくて、こうみんなの言葉じゃんみたいな、この言葉みんなのものじゃん、それを他の人使っちゃダメって言って、こうお金のために商標登録するっていうのが怒られるっていうのは、まあそれはそうだろうなって思う。だから着物の件も商標登録がなければそこまで怒られてなかったかもね。
What do you think the fate is, or what's the state of kimonos today? When's the last time you wore?
It's like, right here. この椅子にかかってるじゃん、着物。私着物結構しょっちゅうね、着物として着ないんだけど、羽織として。
You're not doing the whole.
帯つけてとかはしないね。でも若い人でしてる人いるよね。最近こう安く売ってるところもあるし。
I don't see it that often.
でもね、たまにいるよ、子連れとかでもちゃんと着物着てる人とかいて、うわすごいって思うけど。
I always see like おばさん wearing kimono with like the most perfect。
おばちゃんもいるけど、でも原宿とかいると若い女の人でも着てたりするよ。私は本当にもう羽織として着ちゃってるけど、おばあちゃんとかに結構声かけてくれる。知らないおばあちゃんとかが、あらそれお着物おしゃれねみたいな言ってくれる人がいる。
Can people wear those to work? Probably not, right? That'd be weird.
And like ガチの着物でってこと。
Yeah, into like a work
office.
To an office. It's weird, right? Because there's nowhere in the world where you can wear kimono.
Weird っていうか、まあ、it's not really comfortable for desk work, or whatever. So I'm not sure, but
Some version.
でも沖縄とかだとカリユシ着てるもんね、夏アロハシャツみたいな。That's originated from kimono, right? So.
Did it? Those shirts?
I thought so.
Aren't they just regular shirts though?
It. Well, the shape is, but the その fabric とか。I don't really know the details.
Why don't they make like a kimono no hi or something where
みんなで着るみたいな。
Because the only time people can
まあでも浴衣は着るじゃんみんな。夏。
If you're drunk and there's explosions in the sky.
Yeah, well you don't have to be drunk. Kids wear it too.
Well, they yeah, the kids don't have to be.
But 私これはね何個か持ってて。それも原宿で買って、結構安いんだよ、古着の着物だと。
What do you think of like スカジャン or like but that's like another Japanese clothing, right? That's kind of I think it's really Japanese, or like Stajang, right?
Mm. Yeah.
But there's kind of a 不良.
Hmm. イメージ的に.
Yeah.
でも今そんなことないんじゃない? 今なんか単純におしゃれ.
No? Really?
おしゃれ着みたいな.
If you wear Stajang?
Stajang? Yeah. じゃない? てかまあ bomber jacket とか何去年とか
おととしとかめっちゃ流行っても街中全員がバーマージャケット着てるみたいな感じだったけど。知らん。今何が流行ってんだろうね。もう街で人をあんまり見てないからちょっとわかんない。It was like
jean jacket. There was a year of jean jacket where literally everyone was wearing jean jacket.
There was a year
and
of...
And then bomber jacket.
White and black stripes, horizontal.
Oh,
literally
right.
Everyone
right, right.
was wearing white and black stripes.
あと、信じられないぐらいみんながトレンチコート着てる時とかある。ベージュの。 国民みんなトレンチコートみたいなとか。 Yeah.
What is it now? I can't tell.
わかんない。 だから着物羽織るの私はすごいおすすめしたいんだけど、なんか流行っちゃってみんなが着始めるとそれはそれでなんかまた国民全員。でも着物はね別にいいよね。そのみんなが「バーマージャケット」がちょっと滑稽だけどさ、みんなが着物羽織ってたらそれはそれで別にあ日本だしみたいな感じでさ、こう流行ってるからとかじゃなくて伝統的みたいな感じでいいかもよ。
Is someone innovating traditional Japanese clothes, like making way more comfortable versions? Because you know they do that with suits a lot. Like suits now are like...
クールビズとか。
Yeah, crazy technology, like Gore-Tex.
でもあるんじゃない?なんか、やっぱその着物のコミュニティみたいなのってあるからさ。あの、でも、こうなんかもうちょっと自由に着ましょうみたいな。なんかこう昔の決まりとか、これにはこれを合わせるなんてもうとんでもないみたいなのをやめちゃおうとか、じゃあスニーカー履いちゃおうとか、歩きやすいように。なんかそういうのもいいように。して自由に来ましょうよみたいなのはあるよね。
I want to bring back, or I wish someone would bring back, geta. Like geta.
Geta もでも履いてる人いるよね。
But they're,
浅草とか行くと売ってるよね。
Evolved enough from the original geta. You know, like it's just,
まあ flip flops じゃないの、
それは。You can't really walk normally on it. I feel like I'll
That's flip flops.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, there has to be... They have to have those two little stands on the bottom.
Oh. そこは変えちゃダメなの? じゃあ何を変えるの?
I don't know.
あの、下駄の、スケッチャーズとかで昔あったけどね。こう下駄っぽいんだけど、下にラバーのソールが貼ってあって、こう歩きやすいみたいな。こう足が痛くならない。
That was geta?
Ish.
Ish?
うん。オマージュ。ただこう鼻緒がちゃんとあって、なんていうの。で、なんか布になってて、なんか持ってたもん一個。で、浴衣の時とか入ってたけど。
I don't see people wearing geta.
あとなんか浴衣の生地で、クラッチバッグとかさ。なんかその生地を使って他のものにするみたいなの売ってるよね。まあそれもあってだから着物で商標着物なんちゃらでカバンとかを商標登録されちゃうと、まあ困る人もいるのかな。ビジネス的に困る人出てくるのかな。
What is it made out of?
What is?
着物。
Silk とか。
Really? So you gotta.Dangle a bunch of worms or something? How do you get the silk? It's worms.
Yeah. Kaiko.
Silk worms.
Yeah.
Is that... That's not an animal rights issue, is it? I mean, they're worms, so I'm assuming not. But it's not vegan, is it? Kimonos aren't vegan?
What? I guess it's not. What's the definition?
I don't know. Who cares?
A veganism for clothes. 次、ブリティッシュコロンビア大学の研究チームがバンクーバーで行った実験で、 英語で育てられている生後11ヶ月の白人の赤ちゃんに英語または広東語の文章を聞かせ、その際に白人の大人の写真とアジア人の大人の写真を提示しました。すると英語を聞いているときは白人もアジア人も同程度に見ていたのに対し、広東語を聞いているときはアジア人の方を見る確率が高くなっていました。単純に聞き取れない言葉と馴染みの薄い人種を結びつけているのかを確かめるため、スペイン語を聞かせてみると、英語と同様にアジア人と白人の両方を見ていました。まだ話せない年齢の時から、赤ちゃんは自分が置かれた環境の中で言語と人種を結びつけて学習していることがわかります。
A research team at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver conducted an experiment in which they played English and Cantonese speech audio to 11-month-old white Canadian babies and showed them pictures of a Caucasian face and an Asian face. They found that when hearing English, the babies looked at both faces, but when hearing Cantonese, the babies looked at the Asian face. In order to determine whether the babies were simply matching less familiar language to a less familiar face, they played the babies' speech in Spanish. The babies responded similarly to English, looking at both the white and Asian faces. Even when they are not yet unable to, or even when they are yet unable to speak, babies are learning to associate facial, racial features and languages by observing their environment.
So, バンクーバーは中国人の割合が 9%、うん、結構いる方だよね。なので、まあ、赤ちゃんもこうアジアっぽい見た目の人が英語と日本語を話してる、英語と中国語を話してるのを見たことあるけれども、うん、中国語を話してる人がアジア人である確率はめちゃくちゃ高いっていう環境に育っている子を対象にしているから、まあこういう結果になってるんだけど、面白いよね。自分がまだ話せなくても、誰かの顔を見て、どういう音が出てくるかっていう期待値を赤ちゃんがすでに持ってるっていう。
Pretty smart.
ね。だから、話せなくてもすごく注意深くこう、音を聞いて顔を見てすごい吸収してるんだなっていう。
Mm. I think that's the same mechanism that our brains are using.From the time we are babies to construct these very deep sort of stereotypes、
mm-hmm.
based on people's appearances.
そうね。なんかパターンで多分ね、認識してるから、mm-hmm. うちの子供はちょうど今生後11ヶ月で、たまになんか、これバイリンガルあるあるだと思うけど、どうやって子供をバイリンガルにするのみたいなさ。
Mm-hmm.
聞かれるんだけど、いや逆に教えてくれみたいな、
うん、
自分がバイリンガルだからといってどういうふうにバイリンガルに育てればいいか分かんないもんね。
I think you just have to talk to your kids in both languages. I think
yeah,
it's that simple.
そう、ただなんかよく聞くのはもうこの実験と似ていて、人と言語でアソシエイトしてる、
うん、
から混ぜて喋らない方がいいっていうのはやっぱりよく聞く通説なんだよね。だからあこの人は英語の人、この人は日本語の人みたいな感じで、とかこの場学校とかこの場は英語の場、
うん、
みたいになってる方が混乱しない。まあそれはそうだよね。だって
well, the, it, this study isn't supporting that at all because this study is just
well,
saying that babiesmake observations if
yeah
the,
and well it is saying that it's the babies are associating races with
they
languages.
Are associated
yeah
in real life. The baby is not doing that, it's just observing that,
right? But like
if the person was speaking two different languages, then the baby would think that people spoke two different languages.
Yeah, but the thing is they don'tI feel like if I'm constantly mixing two languages to him, then he doesn't know that I'm speaking two languages, right? Like, I've talked to, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've talked to some friends that are Hahu, and then, like, 例えば I have a friend who thought that the word stupid was Japanese.
Stupid.
Like, stupid.
So,
Because for us, we know that English and Japanese are different, right? So when we hear the word stupid, it sounds English. So, なんか当たり前に感じるけど、子供にとってはなんかその stupid ってどう聞いても英語じゃんっていう概念がないから、結構混乱しちゃう子もいるみたいなんだよね。で、こう、得意な、言語が得意な子とやっぱそうじゃない子っていうのがいて、あの得意な子はもうそうやって混ぜて聞いててもどっちも喋れるようになるけど、苦手な子だと逆にどっちも出てこなくなっちゃうっていうのをすごいよく聞くから、それはちょっとね心配。
I know an absurd number of half people in Japan, like a lot, and I don't really think that that's the cause. It's largely where you grow up and the schools you go to and how you communicate with your parents. But I think how you communicate with your parents is absolutely the number one.
And, yeah.
And there are people that grow up dominant in one and then start learning the other. And there are a lot of people who have, colloquial ability but weren't actually educated in that language. So
yeah.
It's totally in the shape of how you learned it and how you practice. It's exactly that shape, like your competency, I think. So,
なんかうちの夫は夫の親に聞いたら全然混ぜて喋ってたらしいのね、家の中で混ぜて喋ってたけど、普通にどっちもペラペラになったし、でも確かにその誰か友達が家に来るとかゲストが家に来るときに今日は英語の人、日本語の人って聞いてたって言ってた、すごいちっちゃいとき、だからそういうふうにこうちっちゃくても分けて認識できる、だそれもなんか人と紐づけてんだろうけどね、この人は英語しか分かんないんだとか、この人は日本語しか分かんないんだとか、だからでも今どうしても混ぜちゃうんだよね、だからどっちか一個で全部行くっていうのが私には無理、
well,
無理っていうか本当にやんなきゃいけないんだったらやるのかもしれないけど、今はなんかでもさ、今はまだいいやがさ、いつまで通用するのかって話だよね。これが11ヶ月って言ってるじゃん、だからうちの子もすごい喋んないけど多分聞いてるわけじゃん、だから、I really need to stop swearing、 本当にもう今日から今日から
I thought you swearing wasn't a big deal. You've been making all these other people, kids, listen to you swear. You're not going to swear anymore because you don't want him to swear. I thought you said swearing was fine like last
week. No, swearing is fine, but I don't want my 2-year-old to be swearing. That's not good.
Well, remember I was telling you that other people would judge him if he was swearing.
Yeah. So, well, also, he wouldn't. It's like he can swear, but he doesn't know what he's saying. So that's a problem.
Well, he's not
when he's like
yet, so
when he's like 13, and if he knows what he's saying and if he's swearing, that's like fine, ish, unless it's to his teacher or something. But
yeah, babies are weird. It's conscious
for sure.
Little AI, just running. It's just this little squishy meat brain, just observing. You know, all you do.
急になんかやり始めるからね、昨日までできなかったことをびっくりする。しかも別に教えてないのに、教えてないっていうか強制してないのにやるからびっくりするよね。だから言葉もきっとそうなんだろうなと思う。
You're losing control.
Oh, I've never had control. It's an illusion if you think that you can control your baby.
A baby's still in control.
全然 control ないよ。 He's another human being that's like outside of my control since the day he was born.
Is his memory less? The blank part of his life is ending, right?
まあまだでしょ。まだ we have like a year or two. じゃない？だって1歳のことなんて覚えてないでしょ。
You're right.
Yeah. まだ
That's so crazy. You don't remember shit for years after you appear.
Yeah.
Like after you become a person, you don't remember anything for years.
Mm-hmm.
For years. Your brain is just like, it's processing stuff and twisting it into some appropriate
shape. しかもそんだけが一番, like you spend time with your mom or dad or whoever that's taking care of you, you know? Mm. Like every single day, all day, and you forget that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
本当に
they forget it as a memory, but it still has an effect. Like everything still matters.
Yeah, like
know?
That's I was thinking about Harry Potter the other day. You know Harry Potter, right? Like the story.
Dumbledore dies. Like,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's not a well, it is a spoiler, but I guess people don't care. It's 2019.
I don't care.
But ハリーポッターもさ、まあ、本は私読んでないからもしかして私全然勘違いしてるかもしれないんだけど、親にこう大事にされて育ってて、で、親は死んじゃうんだけど、なんかその親に大事にされてたから、こうヴォルデモートに勝てるみたいな、なんかそういう感じじゃなかった？
I didn't read it. I just only, I only heard the spoiler, so I don't actually know.
嘘でしょ？映画見てないの？
見てないよ。
あ、そっか。あ、じゃあ、全然この話できないやん。
But what was your...
で、なんかそれを昔、は意味が分かんないって思ったのね。なんか親も死んじゃってるのに、なんでその親に大事にされてたことが彼の強みになってるのかみたいな。でもそれをなんか今更ながら、なんか思って、今、こう息子は忘れちゃうかもしれないけど、今いろいろ私が話しかけたり、笑いかけたり大事にしてる。ことがなんか記憶としてはそれこそ忘れちゃうかもしれないけど、こう人格を形成するにあたって何らかの貢献をしているわけじゃん。だからそれはハリーポッターみたいだなって。だからここで私がもし今日死んじゃったら彼は私のことを知らないじゃん。どういう人だったのかとかどれくらい大事に思ってたとか分かんないままになっちゃうけど、でもそれは彼の中にもうすでに存在していて、それがこうちょっとでもこう強く彼のことを強くしたりとか、ヴォルデモートと戦った時に勝てる、なんか要素になるのかなっていうのが今理解した。
It's kind of like a biblical metaphor for like growing up or you know how like there are a lot of stories that are kind of these metaphors for what it means to become a man, for example, or to like to grow up. There are all these different phases,
mm-hmm.
you know, and most people understand that there's a phase where you start getting interested in girls. There's a phase where you kind of become rebellious.
Mm-hmm.
There's a phase where you know, you kind of distance yourself from your parents, mostly your mother. And so generally boys grow up at some point, they're too much of a problem. they want their independence, you know, so they have to, sort of get away from their mother. There are these like rites of passage in indigenous tribes, for example, where they actually have a whole play, a skit, where the child is, if they're a boy, is ripped from the arms of the mother and, you know, is sent into the forest. And then as soon as the child does not have the mother, then they have to call upon all their understanding of their father, right? So in the absence of the parents, then you have to try to emulate, if you're a boy, your father. And, you know, there's this whole transition into like becoming independent, becoming dependable,
right?
You know, kind of leading your own way. And it's, there isn't really a class that will teach you stuff like that. There isn't really...
まあね。
You know, it's kind of...
You just have to watch Bambi.
Oh, yeah, Bambi is a version of that, but you don't really think of those stories as deep until you get older, I think.
Bambi was so fucking deep. Oh my God, I was so surprised. No,
but it's not... It's way more deep.
I thought it was about a baby deer, but it's actually about life.
Everything's about life.
No.
No.
See?
In a study published in the Journal of Archaeological Science by researchers Masaki Eda of the Hokkaido University Museum, Takeshi Yamazaki of Yamashina Institute for Ornithology, and Masato Sakai of Yamagata University, the researchers utilized an ornithological method to analyze the 16 bird geoglyphs featured in the Nazca lines. The Nazca lines are a series of large geoglyphs with a combined length of over 1,300 kilometers, depicting various geometric shapes, plants, and animals across some 50 square kilometers of soil in southern Peru. Archaeologists believe that they were created between 500 BC and 500 AD. The researchers measured the relative sizes of the birds' anatomical features, including their beaks, heads, necks, bodies, wings, tail, and feet, and compared them to modern Peruvian bird species. They concluded that the geoglyph thought to depict a hummingbird was more likely a hermit, and that a guano bird and other unidentified bird geoglyph were probably pelicans. Eda elaborated as follows. The Nazca people who drew the images could have seen pelicans while food gathering on the coast. Our findings show that they drew exotic birds, not local birds, and this could be a clue as to why they drew them in the first place.
Journal of Archaeological Science に掲載された北海道大学総合博物館山科鳥類研究所山形大学の研究で、ペルーのナスカの地上絵に描かれている16個の鳥を鳥類学的に分析し、そのうち3種類の鳥を特定しました。ナスカの地上絵はペルー南部の50平方キロメートルにも及ぶ範囲の土の上に幾何学模様、植物、動物などが描かれているもので、描かれた線は合計で1300キロメートルもの長さです。紀元前500年から西暦500年の間に作られたと見られています。研究では描かれているくちばし、頭、首、胴体、翼、尻尾、足の大きさを相対的に計測し、ペルーに生息する鳥類と比較しました。その結果、これまでハチドリとされてきたものはカギハチハチドリ類の可能性が高く、またその他2つの絵はペリカンを描いている可能性が高いことが分かりました。チームの枝教授は以下のように述べています。地上絵を描いたナスカの人々は、岸で食べ物を集めている際にペリカンを見た可能性があります。今回の研究によって、地元の鳥ではなく珍しい鳥を描いていたことが分かり、そもそもなぜ地上絵を作ったのか、その原因を探るヒントになるかもしれません。そうなんだ。
いや。
なんかペリカンって意外じゃない？
Where are pelicans?
By the sea.
But like where?
なんかその地学的にっていう意味じゃなくて、なんかこう、なんだろう、ナスカの地上絵ってすごい神聖っぽいじゃん。
Mm.
私の中でペリカンって、なんかペリカン好きな人には申し訳ないんだけど、ペリカンにあんまりいいイメージないんだよね。
Why?
なんかすごいかじってくる。何でも食べるみたいなさ。
Mm.
何でも食べるし、すごいかじって来るし、こうちっちゃい動物とかも食べるみたいな、なんか結構グロいイメージがある。
Not just fish, they eat like squirrels or something.
なんかうさぎまではいかないかもしれないけど、なんかそういうイメージなんだけど、嘘かな。
Are you giving pelicans a bad rap?
あ、違う、鳥、そう、鳩とかを食べるんだよ。なんか私その動画を見たことがあって。なんか鳥が鳥を食べてる って結構おぞましいじゃん。
But all these things are eating, like bears eat their own cubs.
Do they actually eat the cubs though, or just kill them? Like lions do that too.
I think they eat.
It's not like yum yum yum, you know.
Well, it's
the
not
pelicans
like,
are more like yum yum yum.
I mean, how else do they kill it? Like punching like, it? Mm. Just the bear punches the baby bear over and over. It's they kill by eating.
こうペリカンなんかいやクマとかライオンとかって歯もすごいしこう強い獰猛なイメージがあるじゃんそもそもだからなんかしててもああはいはいそうですねって感じなんだけど、okay. ペリカンってこうちょっと間抜けっぽいというかさこう歩いてるし
こ
んなくちばしもなんかペロンペロンってなってて、
okay.
なんかああ私は無害ですよみたいな感じなのに鳩をこう丸飲みするみたいな、
hmm.
でこう丸飲みされた鳩がバサバサバサって口の中でなんか羽が口からはみ出てバサってなってる動画を見ちゃったことがあるのよそれでなんか、うん、うわペリカンマジ無理みたいな、
うん、
そういうただの個人の話だけど
I think pelicans are fine actually I don't like swans that much I like how they look but swans are like
なんで?
They attack people they're aggressiveAnd they'll fuck shit up.
Hmm.
Swans will.
Hmm. Maybe humans are too annoying or ugly.
Maybe, but when I was a kid, I have a memory of like a swan trying to
kill you.
Kill me. And I had to run away from the swan. And I remember I like jumped over this little curb, this little raised edge.
Hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm safe here.No, that swan just stepped right, just hopped right over it. And then that's when I was like really terrified. I thought I was going to get fucked up. Apparently swans bite people. Take their fingers off or something.
Okay.
No, yeah, it's not their fault.
No. Yeah, I'm still okay with swan, but not with pelicans.
What about storks?
What's that?
Stork, it's like
the
a
one
pelican.
With big beak.
Stork is basically a pelican carrying a baby. That's probably not true.
What?
You don't know about storks delivering babies?
Ah, コウノトリ.
How did you get your baby? Didn't a stork show up with it?
No, my parents had sex.
Oh, I meant your baby.
Oh, my baby?
that
no.
answer didn't make any sense to me.
No, my baby was made in a lab, so.
Yeah.
Literally.
So they some of the other designs at this Nazca site, they thought were condors, flamingos.
Ah, そうだね。コンドルはなんか聞いたことあったから、そういうイメージだった。なんかワシとかタカとかコンドルみたいなさ。なんかペリカンってちょっとなんか
I like
how すごいアンチペリカン
ペリカンペリカン
ペリカン
sounds nice
そうなんかこう強そうなさ鳥かと思ってた、
These researchers are saying that the condors and flamingos are probably not condors and flamingos they're basically most of the what people thought thesepatterns were was you know we're biased by the animals that we're most familiar with and the animals that we are most familiar with are like the just the connotation the cultural vibe like you were saying like pelican sounds like what why would they make a big deal about a pelican but for them the pelican you know could have been the you know some divine creature
right.まあそうだよね今とイメージ違うかもしれないもんね全然ね
It's crazy is they couldn't see these designs they were making
Yeah, well, or they could
Why? Astral projecting?
Ancient alien theory Weren't people saying that this was used as a airport or something?
A landing site?
Yeah So maybe they could see. I don't know.
There isn't really...
It's my favorite conspiracy theory, so...
crop circles are, I guess there are no ancient crop circles, huh? I guess this is probably like the oldest sort of crop circle.
Don't call this crop circle.
Why?
Because crop circles are bullshit.
Are you saying Nazca Lines was made by aliens?
No.
Well, then isn't it just... Because it's literally just they just dug up some of the soil there. It's kind of... I'm saying the crop circle as a concept is like you can't see anything on the ground. You could only see it from above, right?
Yeah.
People weren't going to... Like, why would you make something like that if you couldn't see it?
Right?
Like, they...
That's why.
You know...
That's why people say that maybe humans made it, but then, you know, there was, like, an unknown civilization or ancient aliens who kind of knew that or had a way to actually look at it.
Yeah, but it's
just...
Because
otherwise, why would you even do it?
It's just a drawing of a pelican, though. Like, what does that have to do with aliens?
I don't know. To fly, they needed some technology.
Have you read chapter one of Ezekiel? I think it's...
Flying dragon shows up and people come out from the stomach? And the dragon is blowing flames and stuff.
Not that one. I think that may... Ezekiel 1 is where he's describing these spinning fireball flying space chariot thing. Like,
right.
Basically some sort of a... It sounds like a UFO.
Yeah.
And,
it probably was.
But there are other passages in the Bible, especially in the apocryphal texts, which are removed from the commonly available versions. But there are weird accounts of like Moses going to space,
right.
Stuff like that. Or at least it could be interpreted
right
that way.
So the dragon was so damn ne, nanka, 昔の人は動くものが全部生き物っていうふうに、まあ、勘違いしちゃった可能性があるからドラゴンって言ってるけど、まあ、中から人が出てきたって書いてあるからもしかしたらそういう飛行物体的な、まあ、飛行機とかみたいなものだったんじゃないかとか
Why?
That would be exciting.
Why do you think humans haven't built a UFO? Like, you know that shape?
What do you mean?
The disc? The disc shape. So like frisbees. If you throw a frisbee...
You mean, why aren't our airplanes round?
Why hasn't anyone built a freaking UFO?
Like UFO...
Yeah, so if a frisbee flies...
Flying vehicle.
Like a frisbee can fly quite well, right?
Yeah.
Considering. And it uses a gyroscopic effect to stabilize itself. And the frisbee itself is basically an airfoil, where the distance over the top of it is further than below. So the air accelerates, which lowers the pressure because of Bernoulli's principle.
But isn't it going to be spinning?
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's spinning because it's symmetrical. Or it's, you know, it doesn't matter.
Why do you want to be spinning in it?
The reason why you want to spin is so you have the centrifugal force.
Isn't it going to make you sick?
If you were inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you could design a UFO that's basically like a giant fidget spinner, right?
Right.
And you're in the middle part.
Oh, right.
Right? You think the aliens are spinning around getting sick? No
way. I don't
know.
I've never thought about it.
When the UFOs are spinning around, right? Because they spin, right? UFOs.
I didn't know that they were spinning.
They're always spinning in movies and stuff. They're like, wee, 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 and they're spinning.
Really? I thought it was just aliens. Moving like this.
Can you imagine if they deployed the ramp and this alien just comes stumbling out because he's so dizzy?
Oh. You know, Rick and Morty is coming back
This
year. November or something?
Don't tell me. I don't want to wait for it. I just want to find out when it's out.
Sorry, now you know. Too late.
Yeah, why hasn't someone made a UFO though? I'm legitimately curious. Because if a Frisbee works and a fidget spinner works...
I'm sure some people have perfect answers to that question.
You know, Elon said that he had a design for a supersonic electric jet.
Hmm. Is it
vertical takeoff and landing? And he said, why do you have wings and tails and rudders and all this stuff? Just gimbal the fan, right? And I was thinking about it. If you take an airplane and you have no wings and tail and rudders, right?
Right.
What does it look like then? There's nothing sticking out. It might as well be a circle, no?
I don't know.
Because if you have the gyroscopic effect, at least you can stabilize the craft.
Hmm.
And then you can increase how much stabilization you need by changing the weight distribution or how fast that outside part of the craft is spinning.
Hmm. I mean, 逆に言うとさ、なんか why are UFOs in that shape?
Why are Frisbees in that shape? Well, the original UFO picture was the end cap of like a 1947 Hoover vacuum cleaner or something.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't
know.
But
it's always, even in movies, isn't it? Always like a disc?
Yeah. Well, the
US, like it never has wings and a tail.
The US military, actually NASA Ames, the Ames Research Institute, where Fujishima actually worked, the Ames Research Institute developed something called the Avro car.
Okay.
And the Avro car was a round vehicle shaped like a UFO, except it couldn't fly. It was like a hovercraft.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of moved like a hovering... Yeah, it's weird. It's hard to describe, but...
次.
Two papers published on Thursday last week in the journal Cell show that both bats and mice persistently synchronize their neural activity with others during social interactions. This is a phenomenon that has recently been identified in human beings. YZ Hong, UCLA researcher and lead author of one of the papers, explained the nature of the problem as follows. If you think of the brain like a black box that receives input and gives some kind of output in response, studying social interactions is like trying to understand how the output of one box provides input to another, and how those two boxes work together and create a loop. Two separate experiments were conducted. One experiment at UC Berkeley used wireless and electrophysiology to record the neural activity in the frontal cortices of Egyptian fruit bats as they engaged in social behaviors such as grooming, mating, and fighting. The researchers found a significant correlation between individual bat brains and were even able to predict whether bats would initiate social interaction based on the context and degree of correlation. The other experiment was conducted by UCLA and involved a microendoscope attached to the head of each mouse, enabling them to monitor hundreds of specific neurons in multiple mice in real time. Similar to the bats, the mice had highly correlated neuronal activity, and in a competitive situation, they found that the behavior of the dominant animal drove synchrony of the submissive animal more strongly.
先週木曜日にセルに掲載された UC バークレーと UCLA の2つの研究で、コウモリとネズミはそれぞれ仲間と交流するときに神経活動をシンクロさせていることが分かりました。この現象は過去に人間でも確認されています。UC バークレーの研究では、エジプトルーセット王コウモリ同士が毛づくろい、交配、喧嘩をしているときの前頭前皮質の活動をワイヤレスの電気生理センサーでモニターし、個々の脳に大きな相関関係があることを見つけました。さらに社会性コンテクストと相関関係の度合いから交流を始めるかどうか予測することまで可能であることを発見しました。 UCLA の研究ではマウスの頭にミクロ内視鏡を取り付け、リアルタイムで特定の神経活動をモニターできるようにしました。するとコウモリ同様、マウスも神経活動に相関関係が見られ、競争環境に置かれた際には強いマウスの行動が弱いマウスの神経活動のシンクロ度合いを強めていました。研究を率いたワイツホン氏は以下のように述べています。脳がインプットを受けて、その反応として何らかのアウトプットを出すブラックボックスだとした上で、社会行動を理解しようとするのは、一つのボックスのアウトプットがもう一つのボックスのインプットとなり、二つのボックスが共に作動してループを作る様子を理解しようとすることなのです。
Yep.
そうだよね。なんかこのクォートを見て、こう当たり前っちゃ当たり前なのかもしれないけど、こうなんか普段こう入ってきて出てって、なんかぶつ切りのイメージで考えてるけど、実際誰かと一緒にいるときはもうループだもんね、こうやって永久に。私とマイケルも今そうだけど。
Yeah, and that's I guess the brainwave syncing, right? It'd be weird if we had completely different moods, for example, while we were talking. Like if I was really sad and you were likeSuper
happy.
Yeah. And usually, if a really sad person and a really happy person start talking, one person gets less happy and one person gets less sad. Right?
I guess. It depends, yeah.
Well, the happy person isn't going to get happier, right? And the sad person isn't going to get sadder.
It depends on what they say to each other, no?
Well, if in a specific case, yeah, but I mean, like on average, you know, if I'm in a good mood and then I go hang out with someone and they are in a horrible mood, then I have to tone down my mood a little bit.
Right.
I can't have a grin on my face while this person is completely depressed.
I guess.
That's called empathy. Yeah. That's what we do, as people are constantly syncing their brainwaves.With other people. And I think that can be, that's a phenomenon that's occurring through the internet, you know, through algorithms, Google, YouTube video suggestions. All of these things affect our brainwaves, and they're being transmitted from other people, yeah. oftentimes.
Yeah.
So I think if you watch a video of someone who's like really depressed and saying a lot of negative things, you know, because we communicate a little bit more explicitly than animals do. These bats aren't getting together and like talking exactly.
なんかそういうアプリできないかな。なんか一日の中でハッピーなコンテンツに触れる量の方が多くなるように、今のスクリーンタイムみたいな感じでお知らせしてくれるみたいな、なんか、キム・カーダシアンに対して怒ってるツイートを永久に見てると、あと今日の怒りタイムはあと5分で終わりですみたいなさ、もっとハッピーなツイートを見ましょうみたいな。
yeah,
やっぱシンクロしちゃってみんなが怒ってるみたいなさ。
I don't like it when I see really negative, sort of pointlessly random negative stories. And I make an effort to, you know, monitor a lot of different news sites.
Okay.
And, you know, from a variety of political standpoints and whatnot. I'm always cross-referencing everything because I don't trust the internet. But...On a lot of the major, major sites, I will say CNN does this quite a bit to me. At least this is my reaction. Is they say, you know, minivan, you know, with the entire family, like 8 people, flies off a bridge, explodes, everyone's dead. And then there's pictures and there's like, you know, this whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's on the front page. It's right there. There's always some horrible, senseless, like, tragedy.
Yeah, I don't go to news sites.
On news sites. And I'm just like, oh, really? That something that fucked up happened? Wow. And I'm like, why? There's always something that bad happening. Yeah. How many people are in the world? You know, so I
always try to just look at funny shit. Like, you know what I saw today? It was like, you know, no Queen, イギリスの Queen のさ、なんか式典みたいなところに横に YOSHIKI が立っててさ、YOSHIKI のスカーフがこう Queen にかかっちゃいましたみたいな、まあニュースが何日も前にあったんだけど、それを海外のメディアが報じてるときに YOSHIKI のことをみんな知らないから、YOSHIKI をみんな女性だと勘違いしてる。で、こう、She was horrified とか、なんか、The Scarf Lady みたいなこととかを言ってて、確かに知らなかったら女性に見えるな、みたいな。なんかウケる。みたいな。なんかそれで、そういうのしか見ないもん、もはや。Cause, what's the point of me knowing that this entire family died?
I know, right?
Of a bridge.
No,
and
I'm
like,
not trying to
oh
see
my
that.
God, you know, who's left behind, you know, for this family? And that sucks. Oh, God. Like, can you imagine the funeral for eight people? Are they going to do it all together? Like, how is that going to work?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, no. I never go to news sites. What's the point?
What do you go to?
I don't go anywhere.
Oh, shit. Well, I think...
I don't go to websites.
I think, you know, this whole thing kind of... Like this guy described the, you know, we're black boxes and we're outputting things and creating loops and we insert ourselves in loops based on what we're subscribed to and what we say. But one thing that's interesting is...You know, when they're talking about the behavior of the dominant animal drove synchrony of the submissive animal. Now, that sort of relationship exists between humans and just society at large. And society at large, I get the impression at least, that society is trying to push you to be a consumer, you know?Obviously. So they push you to consume, but humans can also produce, but we can also consume. And a lot of people, I think these days, more and more, spend a lot more time consuming things, whether it's TV shows or gossip or AR makeup or whatever the hell it is.
Right.
But, you know, people kind of get in this...state where it's like, well, I'm not working right now. I'm not producing. Therefore, I'm consuming. And we can't really do these two things at the same time.
Right.
Right? So like for culture, especially, I think people should try to produce culture and try to not consume it. The more you consume, the more other people are controlling you.And the more you produce, the more you're sort of leading yourself.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't feel like that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm not a good consumer for the marketing world because I don't look at magazines. I don't know what's trending. I don't buy shapewear, you know.
You know what's trending better than I do, right?I didn't know who Kyari Pamu is or Pamu.
But I didn't know about the Minecraft AR. You know, we just look at different stuff. But like, and I don't really buy stuff to begin with. So, you know.
What do you buy? You have a lot of baby stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we need baby stuff.But I don't really buy stuff for myself anymore, so.
Buying
when I was younger,
I
did. But
like jewelry and stuff? Or like...
Just like Yeah, makeup, clothes, like anything. Hair bands. It could have been hair anything, bands. But I don't really buy stuff anymore. I don't even... So it's like... I was talking about this with my friend yesterday, but... その見てると欲しくなるっていうかさ、見てると欲しいものが生まれるじゃん。あ、そういえば靴欲しいかもとか、あ、そういえばこれあったらいいかなとか。で、見てないと、なんかその、思いつきもしないというか。Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the marketing part. Yeah, right? So you see something and then it changes your mind. Because yeah. It's not something you went in knowing you wanted, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
That they make you want something that you weren't really even thinking about.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not really there because I don't look at things.
I look at things.
Yeah? Where? How? Online?
I look at, like, if I'm buying, I was buying, like, Memble. And...There's a lot of options now.
Yeah.
There, you know, like the illusion of choice technique.
Right.
So if you're selling toothbrushes, you want to sell like three different colors.
Yeah, yeah.
So that people can only think like one question at a time. So the question in their head moves from, should I buy it or should I not buy it? And it seamlessly just moves into...Which of these three should I buy?
Right.
Right? Like those sorts of things are always happening to us, I think.
So that was happening to you with Memble?
I can't tell. I'm just assuming that it did because there were a lot of options.
Yeah, there are actually a lot of options for Memble. The best ones are like the hard one.
In the States, there are so many options.For flavors of things.
Oh, yeah.
That it's, every time I go back, I'm like, wow.
Oh, my God. That's lip a flavor. Balm. Lip balm flavors.
The flavors.
It's insane.
They're doing some crazy wizard.
And Pop-Tarts?
Yeah. And they've combined everything now. So, like, you know, you can take any two fatty sounding words, you know, really unhealthy, delicious, like...You can just take, you know, red velvet, you know, oatmeal, marshmallow. And, like, they'll have it. They'll have red velvet, oatmeal, marshmallow cookies or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Well, oatmeal, いらない.
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. But...
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
Yeah. 次. A team of researchers led by Richard Philpott of Lancaster University analyzed CCTV footage of 219 public arguments in Lancaster, Amsterdam, and Cape Town and found that a stranger intervened in some way to prevent an attack 91% of the time. While each individual person may be less likely to intervene in an emergency when in the presence of others, something known as the bystander effect,The aggregated likelihood of at least one person doing something to help is actually quite high. Increased bystander presence is correlated with an overall increase in the probability of someone helping.
ランカスター大学リチャード・フィルポット氏の研究チームがランカスター・アムステルダム・ケープタウンの監視カメラ映像に映った219の喧嘩の様子を分析し、91% の確率で攻撃を止めるために他人が助けに入っていることが分かりました。一般的には傍観者効果のせいで、周りに多くの人がいると個人が助けに入る確率は下がるとされていますが、今回の調査では少なくとも一人の人が何かしら助けるための行動を取る確率が実際は高いことが分かりました。さらに、周りに多くの人がいることと誰かが助けに入ることには相関関係が見られました。
Yep.
そっか、だから傍観者効果とその単純に多くの人が周りにいたらその中に一人ぐらいは助ける人がいるだろうっていうのがだとその傍観者効果が相殺されて結果的にその人がいっぱいいりゃ誰かしら助けてくれるだろうっていう方が大きいってことか。まあ少なくともこの200件の中では。 そっか。めっちゃいいじゃん。
Yes, people, previous research, I guess, had implied that individuals feel the diffusion of responsibility, and so they feel like they don't need to help. And so there's kind of this notion that there was some paralysis happening in that social setting where everyone pretty much had the same response, and you develop a first mover problem.
まあ、2種類あるよね。その今言ったみたいに何自分一人の責任じゃないからいいやってなっちゃうのと、あとはこうみんなが何もしてないから大したことじゃないんだろうって思っちゃうっていうのがあるよね、うん、その傍観者効果。あともう一個ぐらいあった気がする。なんか3種類ぐらいあった気がするけど、なんか urgency が薄まっちゃうっていうか、
うん、
じゃあいいやみたいな。
Well, there's also the idea that only one person needs to help. So if someone needed 10 people to help, then even if there's... I feel like people would start to act because it's like, well, needs 10 people. But if it's just one person needs to like make a phone call or something,
right.
Like you don't need 5 people to call an ambulance, right? So there's kind of this... I think once the first person starts helping, I mean, it depends, but...
でもこれはすごいよね。まあ、結構な確率で誰かしら助けてくれるっていうことでしょ?
Do you think it would be like that here in Japan?
I would think so. I mean, I might have been more pessimistic before having a child, but now I feel like people are relatively nicer than I expected.
It depends who they're being nice to, right? If there's a mother and her child, people are probably a lot more willing to help than if it's me. Like if it's me, who gives a shit, right?
I don't know. I mean, I hear that people are like harder on women with kids compared to men with kids.
Really?
Yeah, like especially with strollers and stuff, and that's a problem.
Why would they be harder on women with kids?
Because it's easy to push them around. Easier.
You know, like if a boat is sinking, it's like women and children get on the life rafts and all the dudes.
Just like Titanic, yeah.
Men are just chucked off the
railing. But I feel like people talk to me a lot more than before having a child.
Mm.
And people try to help. Especially Chinese people. You know, なんか中国って子供をすごい大事にする文化じゃん。だからあの観光客の人とかでも、もう絶対にこうあの息子を今抱っこしてる、なんか電車に乗ってちょっとぐずって抱っこしたりとかして、座ると子供が怒るから座れないんだけど、それでもなんかもう一瞬で席をバッと立ってくれたりとか、あのなんだろう、ベビーカーのために場所を作ってくれたりとか、なんか中国の人はめちゃくちゃいつも優しい。
な
んか言葉は通じないけど、みんななんかジェスチャーでいつも、あ、こっち来なさいみたいな、とかやってくれるし。
So if you have a baby, their response is significantly more positive, you think?
めちゃくちゃ優しい。あとこの間その、なんか子供がぐずったか片手で抱っこして、で、こうあやしてたらストローラーのこうロックがちょっと外れかかってて、電車の揺れとともにちょっと進んじゃったのね、で、あやばって、もう片方でこう押さえたら、その前に立ってた中国人の人がなんか何も言わずにこうその後ずっと片足でさりげなくなんか押さえててくれて、ストローラーを、めっちゃ優しいじゃんと思った。
I've seen so many times people not receive helpIn Japan, I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, me too.
Where I had to be the person to help.
Yeah.
And it was clear that this person had been ignored. And
yeah.
Like extreme levels where people could have died.
Right. I think we talk about it often on the show. Like, 私もそういう場面にあったことあるんだけど、やっぱなんか、 全体的に見たらでもこのニュースみたいにやっぱ助けてる人の方が多いのかなって思う。その助かってないところを見て自分が助けたこともあるし、なんかそれって目立つじゃん。え、うん、誰も何もしないのみたいな。だからこう結構ネットとかでも、あ、なんかすごい冷たいみんなとかって言うけど、
うん、
なんかそれが目立ってるだけで意外と優しい人はいるよね。なんか当たり前かもしれないけど、yeah. そんなみんながみんな本当に意地悪かっていうとそういうわけじゃない。
If you drink too much alcohol and you get sick and you're outside and you're sick, like you're in trouble, someone, it's possible that no one will help you and that and 100 people will walk past and you will die.
That's just reality. あの日本は結構だから自己責任みたいなところに結構厳しいじゃん。
With alcohol, especially.
Not just with alcohol, but なんかそれはあると思う。なんか自分で引き起こした引き起こして自分でそこで寝るって決めたんでしょっていう場合は、なんかわざわざ大丈夫って言わなくてもいいやって思う場合があるのとか、あとなんかもしかしてその人が暴力的だったら嫌だなとか、こう自分が危ない目にあったら嫌だなとか。
People are scared in Japan. They're scared.Of getting in some physical trouble, any sort of mental situation. The last thing anyone wants is to try to help someone, and then it turns into like,
in the face,
yeah, this person's a total crazy person or something, right? So I think people are really risk averse in that sense. So people, the real barrier for people to help other people is that they just don't want to deal with any trouble themselves, you know? But in Japan, more than anywhere else, you will get your wallet or whatever else you lose, you get it back. That's not true anywhere else on earth, as far as I'm aware.
そうね。いや、まあだからこう、まあ結局その、あ、誰も助けてくれないとか、助けてくれなかったみたいな話をするのも大事だけど、
I have a lot of personal stories.
でもそうするとなんかやっぱりみんなの期待値、なんかピグマリオン効果でなんか悪くなっちゃうから、いい話はいい話としてやっぱりシェアしないといけないってこれを見て思った。
Sometimes you just gotta tell the truth,
though. Yeah, but it's like, だから本当にひどい話いっぱいあるじゃん前から。なんか
Me and a lot of my friends have been in situations where
それもそうだし、なんか普通にニュースになるようなったようなあの新幹線のやつとかやばいのいっぱいあるけど、でもまあ優しい人は優しいよね。
I think part of it is there's too many people in Tokyo. There's just too many freaking people. So you see one person that has a problem and it's just like just keep moving.
そうね。
I mean, I feel that impulse too.I haven't always stopped to help people.
Right.
You know, like 100% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many people that people are kind of dehumanized in that setting where you have people are packed into a train, right?
Mm.
And we kind of have this subtle...Like, is this person really going to squeeze on? Oh, they are.
It really feels like the moment I have a baby, I'm in a different world. Like, it's not like the people have changed, but I have way more interactions with strangers. Like, they talk to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're nice to me and...You know, they don't really help, like, compared to Western world where, like, they'll try to lift your stroller with you or, you know, carry your suitcase or something, you know? Like, they don't really do that here.
People love lifting shit in the States.
Yeah.
But dudes are just trying to lift shit as fast as they can.
Yeah. And that's nice. So, それと比べちゃうと、もしかして、ああ、なんか日本は全然手伝ドアを開けてくれないとか、そういうのは確かにあるけど、まあでもそれはなんか文化の違いというかしょうがないかなって思うし、基本みんなでも優しいと思うけど、
yeah.
Like, people I'm kind of surprised that people talk to me all the time. Like, I thought that people here don't like talking to strangers, but suddenly it's like,
Yeah, people like babies, right? Like old people love babies,
especially. I guess. Yeah.
And you
I don't know.
There's something more. Like, I've talked to parents because their kid like comes over to where I am,
yeah,
and like takes my pen or something. So they're.
いやこの一個前の話みたいに本当にこうシンクロしちゃうっていうかなんか子供がハッピーだったりするじゃんハッピーとか知らない人でガン見したりとかしてると、うん、なんかそのガン見してることがちょっと面白いからあすいませんとか言ってあいいですよめっちゃ見られてるはははみたいななんかこう急にほんわかした感じになるんだよねなんかこわもてのおじいちゃんとかおじさんとかもThere was this one time that I had to share an elevator with this really like legit mafia looking older guy.
Really legit mafia looking older
guy. Yeah, like I think he's legit.
Like, you think he's legit.
Yeah. で、ちょっと怖いじゃん。で、まあ、一緒にエレベーターに乗ったら、なんか子供がめっちゃ泣いたってすごく大きい声出したのね。で、あ、やばい怖いと思って、なんか怒られたら嫌だなとか思ったら、なんか。
And what would he say? Like, shut up. Like,
I don't know, but like, なんか下打ちとかさ、わかんないけど、なんか勝手なイメージで、なんか怒られたら嫌だなって思ったんだけど。
He probably felt offended that you were so intimidated just by him existing.
If you looked at him, you would understand.
That's even ruder.
But he was like, he was actually really nice. なんか、なんか、なんか he said something...なんか上下にこうやって揺らすと泣き止むこともあるよみたいなのか、うん、でなんか元気だねみたいな感じで言ってくれて、うん、ああよかったって思ったけどそういうなんか
You thought you were going to be murdered in an elevator by some guy.
すごい怖い人でも優しいね So yeah, I mean
What do you think it's like to be that guy though where anytime you like get in an elevator or walk
It's easy for him, right? Because like he can just beslightly nice-ish and then people are like super impressed
like, no people super are assuming nice. That he's like you know no country for old men or something like some super creepy you know
he wasn't creepy he was just
intimidating
super intimidating like super
Scott-John.
No, like legit なんかそういうチンピラとかなんかもうガチの
Like
legit,
the slick back hair and like sunglasses, less pinkies than normal people.
Almost like that, yes.
Hmm.
But yeah, he was actually pretty nice. So.
Did you see the Democratic debates?
No, today? Why would I?
the,
I'm not American.
The Democratic candidates. You're not interested in the debates.
No.
It was interesting.
You're kind of rooting for that basic income guy, yeah?
You mean Andrew Yang?
Was he in the debate?
He's in the debate tomorrow.
Oh,
so
okay.
Today was kind of the...
There's a woman from Hawaii, yeah? Tulsi...
Oh, Tulsi Gabbard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, She did okay. She didn't seem very enthusiastic. It was kind of a dud today.
Okay.
Everyone was talking over each other. They had technical problems. The moderators were really bad.
Huh.
All the candidates were kind of these canned, like, responses. But I think people are more excited about tomorrow because it has all the...
Cool people?
Sort of... Well, the people that are doing better on the polls are tomorrow.
Okay.
So like Bernie and Biden and all those other characters. I just think Yang is the variable. In the whole system, I think Yang is the variable. People don't know exactly what he's going to say. But he generally has good answers for things.
Okay.
And he's not... He's not as far left as a lot of the people there. But he does have policies that are, you know, I mean, universal basic income is about as left as you can go,
I guess.
I find him interesting. What do you think is going to happen? The election's like sooner than most people are comfortable with.
Isn't it like next summer, something, next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, November.
November. I don't know. I mean, yeah. Just, I mean, it's kind of crazy we've kind of accepted that Trump is the president and we got used to it. Like,
well,
it's
not everyone's, not everyone's gotten used to it. But I mean, people might really have to get used to it.
But it really happened.
Oh yeah.
It actually happened and it's, you know, it's not like the world collapsed or anything.
No world war, no, you know, not a yet. Lot of the things that people were afraid would happen didn't happen.
Right. So
I don't think Trump will be impeached. I don't think those things are going to pan out.
Right.
And if tomorrow's debate looks anything like what happened today, I think Trump is just going to coast. No problems. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, but it's pretty interesting. I mean, there are obviously massive implications for what happens, you know, for Japan and the rest of the world. So
yeah. まだ時間あるからね。
Not much. It's already starting to look like it's shaking out. I mean, they had these polls that said that pretty much all of the Democratic candidates would destroy Trump. I mean, they had polls saying this sort of thing.
Okay.
I mean, they said if any of these people ran against Trump, they would win.
That's the poll.
Yeah, those were the polls that they were reporting.
Okay.
You know, last week. I don't believe the polls, but that's what they were saying.
Well, if they can have people that people like, unlike Hillary, then that helps, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
she's
you
not
can't
winning.
Just face Trump with someone that everybody loves to hate. So.
Well, do you think people like Bernie? Or do you think people like Biden?
I have the impression that people like Bernie.
After that total floppy move that he did after the primaries were rigged by the DNC.
I don't know. I mean,
he endorsed literally the person that screwed him.
But
that's just weak. I was supportive of Bernie then, but no.
I don't know. I don't really see people who are like, I don't see people who are talking about Bernie at all. Like, I don't.
Who are people talking about?
What was her name? The girl.
Tulsi Gabbard?
No. She's not.
Elizabeth
she's not
Warren,
the candidate.
The Native American lady?
No, she's or not the candidate. She's what was her name? It's three letters.
Oh, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez,
yes.
Who blocked the Amazon deal.
Yeah, I see people talking about her a lot, at least in my world.
Yeah, she said that the immigration situation at the border is like Auschwitz or something.
That's intense.
Yeah.
I mean, I only see her tweets sometimes and I don't always agree with her, but it seems like people really like her.
Well, she's not running. And she doesn't really have good. Well, there are certain topics where she could study, especially in sort of the economics side.
Right. Yeah, but I feel like at least she's not going to, I mean, they're not going to be a scandalous video of her grabbing pussies and stuff. So. as a politician, I mean.
Yeah.
I guess it's always kind of.
You mean Trump saying that? Trump saying that he does that? There's no videos of him grabbing women by pussies. Right. Right. That's not a thing, right?
It made it. Yeah. He just made it sound like that's what he does all the time, which is not really nice.
Did you see the Falcon Heavy launch?
No.
It was fun. They launched 24 satellites. I think it's the largest operational rocket right now. But the center core of the rocket did not land. Okay. The ship was pretty far out, and it was a really high velocity landing entry. So,
I think I saw the, was it a GIF or something that you shared?
Yeah, I posted a
GIF.
Yeah,
I saw that, yeah.
I mean, overall, the mission was a total success. Okay. And they recovered two of the boosters and half of the fairing.
But now I'm not going to watch it unless it's GIF. If it's GIF, I have. GIF. Yeah, if it's in GIF, I have time to look at it. But if it's a video, no. I don't have time for that. They actually, the Mac, the YouTube, any beauty try on thing, that was also in GIF. And that's why I saw it. But
I think GIF is actually a terrible format. Like, everyone should move to MP4. It's much higher quality, much less data. There's literally nothing better about GIF.
I just need the movie to be in like
this auto playing loop.
Yeah, in 5 seconds. Then I can look at it with the baby in my arm. Alright, 文字起こしのテキストは iPhone, Mac, Android, iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp ストアもありますのでチェックしてみてください。
Let us know if we have any dark patterns.
Yeah. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram やっているのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。